Imagine being with that person that absolutely cannot find out that you have social anxiety. So I want you to be there with that person in the here and now moment. So see the way their face looks, what they're wearing. Just imagine it. Hear the sound of their voice. Imagine a scene or a place where you guys are. And try to get that picture as vivid as you can. Again, that's as vivid as you can make it. It can be pretty vague, doesn't matter. Do not have to do this perfectly. Just get a sense of it. Now, as you are there now with this person that you're hiding your symptoms from as best as you can, I want you to imagine that he or she can see all of your symptoms. All that you're afraid of that he or she will see, all the things that you wish that he or she could never possibly know of, everything that you hide is a big secret. It's now all being seen by this person. So if you're always afraid that he or she will see you feeling insecure, that they'll notice your heart racing or your face muscles tightening, you blushing, your voice being different, you being in super serious mode, whatever your social anxiety symptoms are that you're trying to hide, they're there. They are there now, being observed by this person. I want you to imagine a worst case scenario. That person is seeing everything you've been trying to hide so desperately. Now, as you are here in this room with this one person noticing your symptoms, I want you to imagine that he or she is confronting you about it or saying something about it. And then when he or she does that, you're going to give your rehearsed reply to whatever it is that he or she is saying to you. So an example of that might be he or she might say, "Wow, you're really looking anxious," or "You're blushing. Why is it?" Not that it ever happens, but anyway. And then when you imagine he or she saying that, you then reply with something along the lines of, "Yeah, currently I'm dealing with some anxiety. And it's a bit challenging, but I'm finding ways to overcome it. It's nothing about you, and it will pass soon. Thanks for noticing." And that's it. Something along those lines. Come up with your own thing and take some time to complete this. So let me repeat. So you're going to imagine him or her saying something about your anxiety or calling you out on it, or whatever you are afraid of, whatever you imagine that is going to be. So that's what you're going to picture. And then you're going to reply to him or her out loud what you would say. Take your time to do this. And go. And allow yourself to feel what it is that you feel right now. Now, how anxious do you feel? Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most anxious you've ever felt, 0 being completely calm and relaxed, how anxious do you feel? And where do you feel that anxiety in your body? Is it all over? Is it in multiple places? Is it centered somewhere? How are you aware of your anxiety? Start tapping on the side of your hand and simply repeat after me out loud. at the moments where I am silent, you feel in your physiological anxiety symptom. All right, here we go. So repeat out loud. Even though, and I feel very anxious right now, I love and accept myself anyway. Even though, and I feel very anxious right now, I'm reminding myself that this anxiety is just my subconscious mind thinking I'm in danger and firing off the fight or flight response to keep me safe. But it's just a false alarm. And I accept myself and the way I feel anyway. Even though, and I feel very anxious right now, that's okay. It's my body being in fight or flight mode. I know it's just a false alarm. And I'm letting my subconscious know that I'm okay. And even though I love and accept myself and all my feelings anyway. Good. Now tap on the beginning of your eyebrows. I'm silent, so it's where you're feeling your physiological anxiety symptom. On the side of your eyes, I feel really anxious right now. Under the eyes. Under the nose. A part of me feels really unsafe. On the chin. On the collarbone. I want to run away and hide. Under the arms. On the liver point. All this anxiety in my body. On the wrist point. On the top of the head. I'm reminding myself this is a false alarm. And I want to feel a bit more calm and relaxed. The beginning of the eyebrows, remaining on the side of the eyes. Maybe I'm not in real danger. Under the eyes. A part of me feels like that though. Under the nose. On the chin. I still feel quite anxious. On the collarbone. Under the arms. I want to feel more calm and relaxed now. On the liver point. I want to let go of this anxiety. On the wrist point. On the top of the head. Maybe I can deal with everything better when I feel calm and relaxed. On the beginning of the eyebrows. Remaining. Side of the eyes. I want to overcome that. On the eyes. This anxiety is just a false alarm. On the nose. I want to let my subconscious know that I can handle this situation best when I feel calm and comfortable. On the chin, remaining the collarbone. I want to feel calm and relaxed. On the arms, remaining anxiety. On the liver point, I choose to transform that into a calm, relaxing energy. On the wrist point, transforming the anxiety into a calm, relaxing energy. Okay, take a slow, deep, comfortable breath in. And relax. And on the top of the head, I am most capable to handle myself when I feel calm. So I choose to feel calm and relaxed now. Good, take another deep breath in. And relax.